This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. On today's show, I'll talk with the playwright John Robin Bates about his fabulous new play, Other Desert Cities. And later, we'll hear about the mother of all modern kitchens.
Almost everything we know about kitchens today comes from the Frankfurt kitchen.
But first,
my guest today is presidential nominee, Governor Jack Stanton.
I'm going to do something really outrageous. I'm going to tell the truth.
A hairdresser has come forward, alleging a long-term affair with the married candidate.
15 years ago this month, a novel was published that created a sensation. It was a thinly veiled chronicle of Bill Clinton and his successful presidential campaign called Primary Colors. And it was written by anonymous. Nobody knew at the time. It became a big bestseller and eventually a movie starring John Travolta. Now, as if on cue, there is another anonymously written novel out this week speculating about the 2012 election. This one is just as coy. It's called O, and the cover has a caricature of President Obama's ears. John Heilemann is the co-author of a great book, a nonfiction book, about the 2008 election called Game Change that he wrote with Mark Halperin. John Heilemann, welcome to Studio 360.
Kurt, it is a pleasure to be here.
You spend a lot of time talking to the principals in the political establishment in Washington, to the people in the White House. Are people down there talking about this?
Yes. In a word, the answer to that question would be no. And in fact, it's been funny to read the publicity and the stories that have been written about this because, of course, the conceit of all of them is Washington is abuzz with conversation about who wrote O. I spent a lot of time in the West Wing in the early part of January, and I can tell you that not a single person asked me who I thought had written it. There's no speculation, and there's no buzz as far as I can see in Washington, D.C., except among people who perhaps are way, way, way underemployed.
But you actually have a theory about who the writer is.
I do, developed just recently. I will say, first of all, I mean, I have no actual knowledge of who wrote the book, and this is not a reported fact. I have an intuition, and it's based largely on a tiny little shard of evidence, which is the beginning of the book. There's a story that's recounted about one of the main characters in the book, a guy named Cal, who is an aide to President Obama.
Manages his campaign.
Yeah. Correct, manages his campaign. And it talks about how before he was recruited, he was being recruited to work for his rival, the front runner, who is the Hillary Clinton stand-in, ostensibly here. And he talks, the story that's told on page 2, just in brief, he says, you know, no formal offer had been made at the last meeting. I'm quoting from the book. But a week later, a chair had arrived at his office, an inexpensive oak-veneered Windsor reproduction with a note signed by the candidate, quote, there's a seat for you at our table. And as it happens, that actually occurred in real life. A senior strategist in the McCain campaign had that experience with a different candidate who was trying to recruit this person to work for them. And it's not something that's very well known. It's never been reported anywhere, which suggests to me that it's someone who knows this particular senior strategist very well. There aren't that many people in politics who could write a novel at any length. And so if you think about people who worked on the McCain campaign and who could possibly write a novel, you're down to just a couple of people. And then you think about the fact that this book's publisher is a gentleman named Jonathan Karp, who also happened to publish all of John McCain's books, which were all ghostwritten by a gentleman named Mark Salter. So I'm going to float the theory right now that this book was written by Mark Salter.
I mean, there is this entirely fictional, doesn't exist anywhere in the real life horizon, a Republican candidate who runs against Obama in 2012, who was a military hero and then ran a company and is this super independent guy who is neither captured by the Tea Party or anybody else. And as you said, who does that sound like?
Well, it sounds an awful lot like John McCain with a little bit of Mitt Romney floated in there without any of the downsides of either one of them. And again, that would point pretty straight to Mr. Salter.
And somebody, by the way, who really doesn't like Arianna Huffington, who's one of the few very specific caricatured characters in this book.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that this person does not write for the Huffington Post, nor any of its any publications that are sympathetic to the Huffington Post.
One of the things that surprised me about this novel is how little it seems to get at who Barack Obama is and what it's really like in the White House. It seems all about an election campaign, which, again, would conform with your theory of who wrote it. It doesn't purport to give any new, shocking, interesting, fictionally amazing insight into Barack Obama.
No. And, you know, I think that there's a, you know, the big giveaway here, and I'm not the first to mention this, is the notion that the book is being promoted as being written by someone who has been in the room with Barack Obama. No one has really revealed how big that room was. And, you know,
I've been in the room with Barack Obama.
Yes, you have, probably inside of like Madison Square Garden. Part of the reason why previous efforts of this kind, like Primary Colors, work so well.
The Joe Klein novel.
The Joe Klein, the anonymous first and then Joe Klein novel, was that there was a level of insight into the principals and into the staff members, the key people around him, the George Stephanopoulos-like character, the James Carville-like character, that were written from the eye of someone who really knew those characters extraordinarily well and could capture them not just well, but in a way better than they could in their magazine journalism. They could cut to a deeper truth about those people that only fiction can really provide.
It strikes me as something written as a novel, published as a novel, that really feels more like a kind of collection of conventional wisdom nonfiction book about a political election. Whereas, interestingly, your book, Game Change, was sort of the converse, a nonfiction book about the 2008 election, criticized by some people for being written just like a novel.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, I'll tell you that before Game Change was a twinkle in our eyes, I was thinking about, man, somebody should be making a movie out of this. And then from there, I'm not in the movie making business, but maybe there's a way to do a book. And my next thought was, maybe could somebody do a Primary Colors of the 2008 campaign? And then that passed quickly into, I'm not really a novelist either, so let's think about, you know, how to do a nonfiction account that has all of the qualities of a novel.
Clearly, this book is trying to take advantage of the Primary Colors marketing success. Do you think it might do that despite what you and I agree are its lesser literary qualities?
I don't really. And I think, you know, partly it's hard to play the same charade, right? I mean, because people see it for what it is. And the other thing it's obviously trying to do is it's trying to capitalize on what has been one of the fundamental verities of the first 2 years of the Obama administration, which is that O sells. You know, when it put him on a cover of a magazine, put him on the cover of picture books, kids books, any kind, you know, he's been a marketable commodity. And you can see why a publisher would say, hey, you know, maybe I can take this formula and give it a little bit of a twist and combine it with Obama and we'll get pure gold. Time will tell, as we say in the business, about that, but I have my doubts.
John Heilemann writes about politics for New York Magazine. Since John and I talked earlier this week, his Game Change co-author, Mark Halperin, says that he has confirmed Heilemann's hunch about Mark Salter.